Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text this morning is the lesson which you heard just a moment ago from Acts chapter 13. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, the greatest story ever told, and apparently, according to Hollywood, also the greatest story to ever make the big screen. At least that's what the title would imply. Did you happen to see it again this week, this past Holy Week, maybe for the 15th time or so in your life? When I was a kid, it was something of a Holy Week tradition for us to watch the movie together. Now, I know, especially if you've seen it again recently, it's a little bit cheesy. But at least for my money, it's probably the most reverent of the mainline major studio productions of the life of Christ. And it is splashy. I mean, every single walk-on is some actor or actress that makes you say, ooh. Let's see, there is Charlton Heston, not in the Ten Commandments this time, but as John the Baptist. Telly Savalas as Pontius Pilate. Sal Mineo as Judas. Okay, so it's more than a little bit cheesy. And more than a little bit dated. Actually, I think the only thing that makes the greatest story ever told, the movie, any good at all, is that it is based on a story, a real story, that is worth the billing. The life of Christ, culminating in his resurrection from the grave, is bigger than the big screen. It is beyond even Cecil B. DeMille. Truly is of cosmic proportions. And that, we did all experience again this past Sunday, didn't we? The story itself filled the sanctuary. No question, Easter is the climax of one great story. Let me suggest this morning, though, that the life of Christ culminating at Easter is the second greatest story ever told. Now, don't get me wrong, Easter culminates a very, very great story, a story of epic proportions, worthy of a cast of thousands, an all-star cast, no less. So big is the resurrection of Jesus that it inspired the apostles to risk and even lose their lives and set off on all sorts of far-flung missionary journeys. Easter, the resurrection of Christ, shapes all of the preaching in the book of Acts. On Pentecost, at the temple gate called Beautiful, before the Sanhedrin, the narrative, the story of the life, death, and especially the empty tomb of Jesus shapes everything the apostles say. It also shapes Paul's sermon, our text this morning, before the synagogue in Antioch of Pisidia on his first missionary journey. Paul says, "Brothers, sons of the family of Abraham and those among you who fear God, to us has been sent the message of this salvation. For those who live in Jerusalem and their rulers, because they did not recognize him nor understand the utterances of the prophets, which are read every Sabbath, fulfilled them by condemning him. And though they found in him no guilt worthy of death, they asked Pilate to have him executed." Can't you kind of hear The music swelling in the background, the crowd shouting. Can you see the mob pressing up against the soldiers? I mean, this is big stuff, huge events, and even more. And when they had carried out all that was written of him, they took him down from the tree and laid him in a tomb. But God raised him from the dead. Listen up, brethren. Jesus of Nazareth, he is the one that the whole story of our nation has been pointing to. He lived among our people. He taught. He healed. He is the Messiah. And our leaders killed him. They crucified him. But God raised him from the dead. I mean, you couldn't invent a more powerful screenplay than that. This is the highest drama. These are the focal events of all history. The life of Christ, especially the resurrection of Christ, this is what it's all about. Well, yes, this is what it's all about. But this isn't what the proverbial it itself is. No less than Martin Luther says that the life of Christ, even the resurrection of Christ, is still only penultimate. Luther says, it is not enough or in any sense Christian to preach the works, life, and words of Christ as historical facts, as if the knowledge of these would suffice. Rather ought Christ to be preached to the end that faith in him may be established, that he may not only be Christ, but be Christ for you and me. Such faith is produced and preserved in us by preaching why Christ came, what he brought and bestowed, what benefit it is to us. You see what Paul does in our text, verse 30, but God raised him from the dead. That's great. And then, verse 31, for many days he appeared to those who had come with him from Galilee to Jerusalem, who are now his witnesses to the people. That's great too. But here's where it gets really good. Verse 32, and we bring you the good news that what God promised to the fathers, this he has fulfilled to us, their children, by raising Jesus from the dead. Let it be known to you, therefore, brothers, that through this man, forgiveness of sins is proclaimed to you. And by him, everyone who believes is freed from everything from which you could not be freed by the law of Moses. The greatest story ever told is what the story of Christ means for you and me. This is what sets it apart from a whole lot of other Hollywood plot lines, each based on a true story. This is also what sets apart preaching that talks about the gospel from preaching that actually declares the gospel. See, it's not that the angel did a bang-up job of special effects with that stone. It's not that Anne Bancroft as Mary Magdalene made one great scene by weeping those tears of joy from those big sad eyes of hers when she saw Jesus again? It's not even that Jesus' resurrection changed history. Jesus' resurrection changes the future for you and me. He lives to bless me with his love. He lives to plead for you above. He lives to grant you rich supply. He lives to guide me with his eye. He lives our mansion to prepare. He lives to bring us safely there. Let it be known to you, therefore, brothers, that through this man, forgiveness of sins is proclaimed to you. The greatest story ever told is that you have forgiveness and eternal life and his living presence through his resurrection. By rising from the grave, Jesus defeated death and Satan and hell for you. He was raised again for your justification. That's really the story you heard on Sunday, isn't it? And just think, next year, a lot of you will be the ones telling that story. How great is that? Because it's also the greatest story one could ever tell. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.